Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Sonny Poland from Colorful Radio, and I'm joining Richard at his head office at MoneyGram. And I'm so excited to be here. So, Richard, thank you very much for allowing me to come into your space.
Well, you make it sound as if it's a glamorous kingdom, but...
Well, it is. I mean, you've been to the studio before, right? It's not as glamorous as this.
Well, welcome, and it's lovely to have you.
Thank you. So what do you think about the Olympics, then?
Well, didn't we do well? And, you know...
Team GB!
We're fantastic, and I honestly felt that after 2012, given that it was in the UK and London specifically, I thought, well, home advantage must count for a lot, and we did fantastically, and everyone remembers that fantastic Saturday evening with Jessica Ellis and the swimming. And then we seem to have eclipsed ourselves. So we came second, my understanding is, in the medal table, and now people are saying, well, maybe next time we'll finish first. So either way, a great congratulations to everyone, and not just the people who won the medals, but I think everyone who took part.
Exactly.
Because it's also...
Yes.
I just think the Olympics is great because doesn't it bring people together?
It does. And I feel very emotional about it. You know, when I watch them, and you know, it's like their dream. Their dream was to go to the Olympics and they've won. And, you know.
But I'll tell you what's very interesting about that is I read something once that said, like for the 100 metres final, which I know Usain clearly
takes charge.
But he runs that in, let's say, 9 seconds. Right? So you look at it and you say, well, that's 9 seconds. It's actually 4 years of his work reduced to 9 seconds. You know, that's someone who has spent 4 years for that moment. And I think for the guys, I was reading this morning about the lady who won the cycling medal, and she was saying, you know, that's 4 years of
effort, that Laura?
And dedication. Yes, Laura. I mean, really inspiring, right? Because you think people, by instinct, are sort of impatient, and yet these guys have done it for 4 years, got there, and then they proved themselves to be the best of the best. So, for everyone who took part, I think that it's all proud and...
And well done to them. Well done to Team GB.
Superb.
All right, so, we're talking about getting back, going back to school.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So, tell us, right, Richard.
Yeah.
What do you do at MoneyGram?
So MoneyGram fundamentally is a money transfer service where people can go to a number of physical agents in the UK. We call them agents, but places we can send money. And that's the post office, that's Thomas Cook, that's Tesco, that's Co-op, that's a number of retail locations. So when I say retail, it's independent stores.
Yeah.
And effectively they can go in, take some cash with them, and subject to agent hours at the other end, etc., they send the money and then someone picks it up within 10 minutes, right? So this is a very quick, easy service. Now, we've expanded the service a little bit in as much as you can actually, in a post office, use a card, a debit card to send money, right? So if you think, oh my goodness, I've run out of cash, but I still want to send, you can do it by your debit card and it just comes out of your bank account. In some one-stop stores, we have kiosks where people can just go in and do some of it on the kiosk. Really easy and quick. You can also send money online if you wish to at moneygram.co.uk. So what we've tried to do at MoneyGram is say, look, my needs are different from your needs, different from someone else's needs. But we want to say, however you wish to send money, we've got the service to do it. So things are going really well for us, thankfully. And, you know, that's because people are using us, and we never take that for granted. So we're grateful for that. And we supply what I'm hoping is a really good service. And I think for back to school, which you've just mentioned, you know, I have a young daughter who's starting school this year for the first time. Well, that's all rather sort of emotional, and you know, this is fantastic.
She's a big girl now.
She is a big girl, and
does she let you know it?
Well, yeah, I think she's sort of 5 going on 15, but that's a separate conversation. But effectively, you know, you understand as a parent the emotion of your child going to school.
Yeah.
And I'm in the same country as where she is, let alone the emotion that people must feel when they're not in the same country. So the idea that people can be in the UK, and let's just say, you know, their son or daughter is in the Caribbean, for argument's sake, and that they're going to school, not necessarily starting school, but just going to school. And the fact that they have to send money home is, the fact that people do that, I think, is marvellous. And I think it's just such an emotional thing, because you're paying for your child's education, and there's nothing bigger than education, right? I mean, it's the thing. So I'm hoping MoneyGram, in a very small way, just allows us to facilitate that to happen.
And how do you help to manoeuvre all these payments that go around? What's your responsibilities during this?
Well, I think the most important thing, you know, when I talk to customers, and we try and talk to people a a lot, because they who should drive the service, not the other way around, right? Mm-hmm. Should be customer-led. Mm-hmm. And the customer says to us, look, I need something that's safe, I need something that's secure, I need something that's value for money, and I need something that's quick, right? Yeah. So that's almost like your four pillars. So what we try and do is partner with agents like the Post Office, right, who have 11,500 branches across the UK.
Wow.
Right? So something like 94% of people living within a mile of a post office, right? Mm-hmm. So it's convenient. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this really trusted brand, not just Post Office, but Tesco as well, and Thomas Cook and all this. So you have this trusted brand. So you've got the convenience, you've got the safety.
Yeah.
Then you try and say, you know, we need the customer to play their part in keeping it secure, mm-hmm. because this is very, very important. Please, out there, people should never send money to people they don't know.
Yeah.
Right? It's so important. You know, people get emails from people saying, hey, guess what? You've won a lottery. All you've got to do is send us £200 and we'll send you £6 million or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But please, if you don't know the person, don't send the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have that warning on all our forms. Really important. So we try and keep it secure, and then we try and keep it relatively quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the money typically arriving within 10 minutes. Actually, for Jamaica as well, there is a cheaper service which takes a bit longer.
Yeah.
So if people don't need the money there so quickly, they can do it
in
24 hours as well.
Uh-huh.
But fundamentally, what we try and do is say, we'll try and make it as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a reference number, it's like 8 digits.
Yeah.
And you have to give that reference number to the person receiving the money.
Mm-hmm.
Only give it to that person, right?
Yeah.
Again, really important.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person can go into any MoneyGram agent in the Caribbean or wherever they may be.
Mm-hmm.
They hand over their identification because we need to check that they are who they say they are. Again, that's our responsibility as well.
Yeah.
They give the reference number, and then effectively they collect the money in whatever currency it's been determined it needs to be received in. So sometimes you have two or three options of different currencies you can collect in. And it's really, really that simple. And a great number of people use us.
Mm-hmm.
I wish even more did, right?
Yeah, of course
But, you know, we try and provide a service that is sort of low on the fee, offers good FX, right? Because that's the exchange rate.
Yep.
Is safe, reliable, trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. And how big is MoneyGram globally?
Well, it's a bit mind-blowing, actually, because we're in over 200 countries and territories around the world. I think there's only about 208 countries in the world, right? So we're almost there, right?
Yeah.
There's a few for various different reasons we can't be in, but the ones we can be in, we are in. And we have about 350,000 locations around the world. And people say, gosh, that's an enormous amount. But what people really want to know is there a location near me?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we try and say is, look, in the UK, we're the largest network of any money transfer supplier. Right? The Post Office alone is 11,500.
Mm-hmm.
There's hundreds of Tesco locations that do as well.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of Thomas Cook, hundreds of Co-op, hundreds of...
So are you saying that you've got MoneyGrams located inside Thomas Cook and inside
Co-op? Yes, correct. Right. So, for example, if you go onto the MoneyGram website, you can find that... All you've got to do is put in your postcode, and it'll come up with all the nearest ones to you, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go into a post office, you go into a Tesco, you'll see there's a MoneyGram form, you fill it out, and you hand it out. And then, you know, across the world, we have this number. So that there's a lot on the Caribbean. We I think we're in every parish, which is nice, be able to say in Jamaica.
Yeah.
I know the Caribbean is not just Jamaica. I frequently get told this. Right? In fact, I was there a few years ago. I went to Guyana, Barbados, Kingston, and Trinidad. Right. So I tried to get to a number of different places. But we're in all the parishes in Jamaica. We're across many of the countries in the Caribbean. But go on to moneygram.co.uk, type the country you're sending the money to, and you'll see where all the MoneyGram locations are.
Right. And so just tell us about the fees for sending money. So in different countries, do they pay a different fee, or does it depend on how much money that they're sending to these countries?
Look, our fees start from as much as $1.99, right?
Yeah.
But what it depends is where you're sending to, because the fees vary, you're absolutely right, and how much you're sending.
Mm-hmm.
And what we try and do, look, we're in a very competitive marketplace, right? And we have not just sort of everyone else, we have a number of other people trying to do what we're doing.
Yeah.
And therefore, we have to keep competitive fee-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I really urge people to look at the exchange rate as well, because that's another thing that's very important, right? Because when you're sending money to your receiver, you clearly want them to get as much money as they possibly can. People can focus on the fees, it's also a little bit.
So do you notice any trends in when people are sending money? So like if it was Christmas or if it was Easter, does the amount of remittances that happen go up or down?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting because back to school, a lot of people send money during this time. Christmas, Easter, and then for other times of year, you know, like the New Year, people like sending money. So actually, if you speak to people and say, why do you send money? A lot of people send money every month. Mm-hmm. It doesn't change. Mm-hmm. A lot of people send money for birthdays.
Yeah.
Clearly,
mm-hmm.
birthdays could be any time of the year.
Yeah.
And a lot of people send money for celebrations, which I think is more what you're alluding to. So I think Christmas is a great time where people want to send gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There's also, as I say, back to school. There's also Easter. Mm-hmm. There's also things like Mother's Day.
Yeah.
What better way is there to say hi to mum than by sending money?
Yeah.
There's also, do I say, Valentine's Day, right? Yeah. So people quite enjoy the old romance, right? And send money to a loved one. So there are various times of year, times of the year, which you probably see more than average being sent back. But if you send every month or so, it continues at a consistent level.
Okay. So what about if there's like a natural disaster that happens in the world?
Yes, and you know, there are always the sort of ones where you don't want to, you know, you hope it's never going to happen. I remember the Haiti one a few years ago,
yeah.
Particularly, I sort of flew over it actually once it happened, and you see the devastation. So what we try and do when there's natural disasters is we try and donate some money to the fund. There's often Red Cross, for example, seems to be a particular favourite, where we donate the money. Sometimes we also reduce the fees or eliminate the fees. The difficulty is that, you know, you've got to respond very quickly because it's in the immediate aftermath. People need help quickly. So that's why we try and make a donation as quickly as we can, typically. But actually, I should also talk about the MoneyGram Foundation, because natural disasters happen tragically when they do happen, but the foundation works all year round, and that is MoneyGram literally giving back to community. And I actually was looking this morning about some of the things that we've given to. For example, in six Caribbean islands, we've supplied 6,000 reading books for almost 2,500 children.
Wow.
And we just do that. It's interesting, MoneyGram, because I think we're very good at doing it, and we're not so good at telling people we've done it, right? So I thought, well, it's an interesting
thing.
Shout
about it. Shout loud.
Well, I think we should, because I think it really helps people. And you talked about natural disasters. There was a typhoon in the Philippines, for example, and we rebuilt three classrooms in Bohol, which is one of the areas most impacted by that disaster. In Pakistan, for example, we given 100% of the annual budget for two schools. And you'll notice there's a theme here, which is about education. So the MoneyGram Foundation really focuses on education, which is really relevant now because we're talking about back to school. So in Zambia, for example, we developed and implemented reading and writing curriculums for six primary school classrooms in Zambia. So that, you know, these are new for these kids. And I think in the UK we're very fortunate because I think we take for granted a certain level of schooling and education, and actually in a lot of countries around the world, kids just don't have that.
Yeah.
And wherever MoneyGram can help, we try and do so. So I just wanted to talk about the foundation because I think it's so crucial.
So can I just ask you about the foundation? So do they provide grants? I know they provide books and stuff, but do they provide grants for communities or for anybody who's doing stuff in the communities?
Yeah, I mean, my understanding about the foundation is it's educational-led.
Right.
So often what you do is you pick a theme, and some people do nutrition, and some people do whatever. And we've chosen education because we think that every person really deserves that great education. So often we go into places who struggle on the education front. We say, well, look, what is it you need? And some people say, well, look, we've got the infrastructure, but we don't have the textbooks.
Yep.
So then you supply the textbooks, right? Mm-hmm. And other people say, the problem is we have a lot of people who want to go to school, but they can't afford it. And then we say, well, we maybe can be able to fund X amount of people going through the school.
So is this for, like, developing countries, or do you also do this for the Western world?
It's a very good question. It tends to be countries where education is more of a challenge or from an infrastructure point of view. So, for example, we haven't done anything in the UK because the UK, generally speaking, is actually relatively well set up, right?
Yeah.
But in countries like Zambia, Kenya, the Caribbean, Philippines, Pakistan, India, it's not quite so fortunate. So we tend to try and say, well, where are the areas that most need help? And that's where we give it.
Can I just go back to the UK a minute, as you just mentioned the UK? In the UK, which communities use your services the most?
That's a really interesting question. And probably there is no one answer, because I think it depends on what time of year. So I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
We've just had Ramadan, right? Relatively recently, right? So you can imagine in Ramadan, so a lot of countries in South Asia, Nigeria as well, use the service, right? Then you're back to school and suddenly you say, well, actually there's quite a sort of Caribbean, African slant to it. Then you say at Christmas, who's that? Well, that tends to be everybody, right? For obvious reasons, right? And then in January, in February, you start off with Chinese New Year, right? And then you have the Russian New Year, which is actually later than the...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the Russians celebrate their New Year in January, right? So it's slightly later than the...
The Chinese.
And also when we would celebrate the New Year, right? So it very much depends on what type of year. What you can do is, well, we should talk every month, and every month you should say to me, what community is celebrating this month? And I can say, well, today it's so-and-so. So it really depends on the time of year. But I think with Ramadan and Eid that's just passed, that's one thing. And then we have back to school, that's the next one.
Okay. So I know you said that your customers, they send money for education and all that stuff there. But do you know of anybody who actually sends money over for medical reasons?
Once a year, we actually do a really big survey of our customers and we say, tell me why you've sent money. And medical reasons is a reason which people give. And that can be for two reasons. One is a one-off, something happened that you don't expect, and you say, I need to send some money. But also people send for ongoing medical needs. So, medical reasons is definitely a very common reason people send money.
Good. And tell us, Richard, why should customers use MoneyGram over than anybody else?
Well,
there are loads of people who do the same thing as you.
Well, there are. And I think, all I can say is go back to, the pillars of MoneyGram, which is, we try and be very conscious about people's convenience. Mm-hmm. So 94-95% of people live very, very near MoneyGram location in the UK. We try and make it secure, so that's convenience. Try and make it secure for people. We only partner with trusted brands, post office, Tesco, etc. We try and offer really good service, which typically 10 minutes. And lastly, we try and make it safe. I'll tell you an interesting statistic, right? That the largest department in MoneyGram is not a sales department or a marketing department or a finance department. It's actually the compliance department. And that is about keeping customers' money safe. And, we try and keep the fees low and the FX really good. Also try and invest back in communities with the foundation work. But above all, we try and offer a secure service. And I think that's a real reassurance people have when they're using MoneyGram is that this is safe and reliable.
So as you're talking about safe now, you know when people send money, they don't need... or do they need proof of who they are, or is it just for the people who are receiving the money?
So in the UK, if you send more than £650, you will need to bring in government ID. So that could be a driving licence or a passport, something issued by the government. If you're sending less than £650 today as it stands, you don't need ID, but the person receiving the money will need it. And if you we should talk about the fact that some people also receive money in the UK, right? You can also... If you're lucky enough to have someone abroad who wants to send you money in the UK, never happened to me, I've got to say, right? But if you do have someone abroad who wants to send you money, in all these locations you can also receive money, and then you will need to show ID. So if you receive anything from one penny to whatever amount you may receive, always bring in your identification because you will need it to collect the money.
Okay, so some people, they feel like, okay, it's safer to go through the bank, right? But you're saying that your services is safe.
Well, I'm saying that what we do is we partner with brands that, I mean, let's talk about the post office. I don't think there's a more trusted institution than the post office. Now, MoneyGram have been working with the post office, would you believe this, right, for 20 years.
Wow.
Right? So you and I were just, in shorts 20 years ago, right?
Exactly.
And, and here we are still with the post office, right? So Tesco, a really trusted, customer-centric brand, right? So we try and hook up with these brands and make it safe. And also, if people want to send a bank account, then they can use their debit card in a post office, which effectively is taking it from a bank account. Or you can go to moneygram.co.uk, send online, and use either a bank account, a debit card, or a credit card.
So they don't have to use cash then?
So they don't have to use cash. If you don't want to use cash, there are alternatives.
Especially like if it's large amounts of money.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the MoneyGram online service is just recently relaunched, actually.
Yeah.
And it's a great customer experience, and I would urge anyone, go on, uh-huh. have a play, have a feel.
Yeah.
You can see, you know, you don't have to send online, you can go to the website, find a location, you can mm-hmm. estimate fees there, mm-hmm. or you can send online, or you can just see what's going on, right? Yeah. So everyone should go to the website, have a look at it.
Of course. All right, so tell us, right, Richard. So how do you implement technology into all these services that you provide?
Probably Monogram Online is a really good one.
Yeah.
We also know that a lot of customers hold bank accounts. But I'll tell you some interesting technology, right?
Yep.
Which is currently in Tanzania mm-hmm. and Zimbabwe and Kenya, right? So mm-hmm. it's interesting. And this is where people send money to their mobile phones, right? So mm-hmm. it's called a mobile wallet. So effectively, I don't know how you came in today, but I come in on the underground every day. And, you know, in days gone by, if you go about 10 years, you had to have a paper card, right?
Yes.
And then a few years ago, they said Oyster came in, mm-hmm. which was good. And then the Oyster card effectively became your card, right? And now, I don't have an Oyster card. I use my bank card.
That's what I use.
And you've got other ways to pay as well.
Mm-hmm.
So effectively, it's the same principle in Kenya. That's about Kenya with M-Pesa. So M-Pesa is Vodafone. So Vodafone own the M-Pesa brand.
Okay.
And we've linked up with Vodafone and said, well, what a lot of people do is they pay for their goods and services via their mobile phone. Mm-hmm. And you can see it coming in the UK, right?
Yeah.
Name the company, because you know, it's not our company. But there are ways you can pay on your mobile phone in the UK. Exactly the same over there. So you can actually transfer the money directly to someone's mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pay using that. So that's good technology, right? And the world is changing.
Absolutely.
The world is changing.
All right, so given the recent news about the remittance service to Nigeria, how do you encourage customers to use your services?
Well, Nigeria, very interesting. Right? Yeah. Loads of changes, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, on the basis that there's only... We're now a very select few money transfer companies can mm-hmm. send money to Nigeria. We're one of those very select.
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, it's great honour that we are one of those.
Yeah.
Very, very few number.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably reflects well on the MoneyGram service. So what I would say about Nigeria is, firstly, you can send money to a bank account in Nigeria. So if you send online, or you send from a Thomas Cook, or you send from a retail agent, you can send money to a bank account in Nigeria. So that's good, right?
Yeah.
But the key thing about Nigeria is that it is... We try and keep the fees very low,
yeah.
and we try and make the FX, so that's the exchange rate,
mm-hmm.
how much people get the other end really competitive. So people receive as much Naira as we can possibly permit them to mm-hmm. for sending a pound, right? Mm-hmm. So you send a pound and you get a reasonable number of Naira. So we try and keep the exchange rate really good, mm-hmm. we try and keep the fees low.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're one of only very, very small number of people that can send to Nigeria. We have this fantastic network of banks in Nigeria.
Yeah.
We can collect the money. We've got a fantastic network in the UK. You can send online if you want to, or you can go into a post office Tesco.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go, right? So I'm hoping that mm-hmm. with that level of service, people will use us. And I think it is, you know, the secure way. And we are seeing
mm-hmm.
a number of new customers sending to Nigeria using MoneyGram. And mm-hmm. I think that's...
Well, that's good.
That's good.
So how big is your network in Nigeria?
Well, we're in the banks. We're in certainly most of the banks.
Mm-hmm.
We have 5,000 locations, actually. So all the places everyone knows. Mm-hmm. First Bank, UBA, Eco Bank, Sky Bank, Zenith Bank, Union Bank.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no issue with the network in Nigeria. There's no issue in the network with the UK.
Mm-hmm.
MoneyGram is a great way to send money to Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping people will continue to use us.
I'm sure they will, because you're just getting all over the place, aren't you?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
And, you know, the world is changing, and we're trying to change with the world. So I'm hoping we're going to meet as many customer needs as we can.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you very much for allowing me to come in and ask you, bombard you with all these questions. And I'm sure our listeners will find it extremely useful. Can I just ask you?
Mm.
I know you've got lots of different pay points that people can use to send money abroad, but how about PayPal?
Actually, MoneyGram did tie up with PayPal. We actually had a sort of relationship, mainly in the US, I didn't know, with PayPal. But PayPal is a totally separate enterprise to us.
Yeah.
We're not currently in the UK linked with them.
Yeah.
Previously, we were, as I say, in the US.
Okay.
But what we do offer is, say, look, you want to send cash, send cash.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go online, go online. Mm-hmm. You want to send to bank accounts in various countries, and that number is expanding all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You want to send to mobile phone in some countries, send to mobile phone. You want to use a kiosk, use a kiosk.
Yeah.
You know, it's all relatively well priced. We offer competitive FX rates.
And people haven't got any excuse not to use MoneyGram, because all these different outlets that you use, that you provide services to, is fantastic. So I want to say thank you very much, Richard.
Colourful, 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 colourful radio.